The image of integration is the unio mystica, the fusion of opposites. This is a time of communication between the previously experienced dualities of life. Rather than night opposing day, dark suppressing light, they work together to create a unified whole, turning endlessly one into the other, each containing in its deepest core the seed of the opposite. The eagle and the swan are both beings of flight and majesty. The eagle is the embodiment of power and aloneness. The swan is the embodiment of space and purity, gently floating and diving upon and within the element of the emotions, entirely content and complete within her perfection and beauty. We are the union of eagle and swan, male and female, fire and water, life and death. The card of integration is the symbol of self-creation, new life, and mystical union, otherwise known as alchemy. And in the words of Osho, the conflict is in man. Unless it is resolved there, it cannot be resolved anywhere else. The politics is within you. It is between the two parts of the mind. A very small bridge exists. If that bridge is broken through some accident, through some physiological defect or something else, the person becomes split. The person becomes two persons, and the phenomenon of split personality happens. If the bridge is broken, and the bridge is very fragile, then you become two. You behave like two persons. In the morning, you are very loving, very beautiful. In the evening, you are very angry, absolutely different. You don't remember your morning. How can you remember? Another mind was functioning, and the person becomes two persons. If this bridge is strengthened, so much so that the two minds disappear as two and become one, then integration, then crystallization arises. What George Gurdjieff used to call the crystallization of being is nothing but these two minds becoming one, the meeting of the male and the female within, the meeting of yin and yang, the meeting of the left and right, the meeting of logic and illogic, the meeting of Plato and Aristotle.